早上好。
Well, I hope that you can keep your minds concentrated on this message rather than thinking about who's going to win the World Cup.
我希望大家能够把我们的注意力放在圣经经文上，而不是谁要赢这个世界杯。
I tape the program so when I get home, I'll watch the game. So don't tell me.If you know the result,
我实际上在家里录像了，回去我会看那个比赛，所以你现在不要告诉我这个比分。
I'm sure all of us have been very much concerned this past week about those 12 boys in Thailand who were in the cave.
我想过去这一星期，我想我们很多人都会关注在泰国那十二个少年人，他们在被陷在这个洞中。
They were all football players, weren't they?
他们都是足球球员，不是吗
？And some of you could have been there if you had lived in Thailand.
对呀，如果你们这些年轻人住在泰国，说不定你们就在当中呢。
And so after a practice, they wanted to go into one of the caves just to look around.
所以有一次这个练习球踢球完，他们就去到这个洞里面。
It was not the first time that they'd been there. They'd been there before.
实际上，他们那个洞里面以前也去过的。
But they went in and they were going to spend an hour or so there and then come out.
那本来他们在那里就想留个大概一个小时，然后就出来。
But then the rains came.
结果就天上就下雨了。
And the flood started coming into the caves.
结果这个水就漫上来，淹到洞里。
And so they went further inside to get away from the floods.
所以他们躲这个水就跑到这个洞里更深的地方。
And all of a sudden, there was no way out.
结果突然之间发现他们出不来了。
And they found a place quite high in a place, and that's where they were stuck.
这个洞里面他们找到一个比较高的地方，结果就陷在那里了。
And for nearly 10 days, they were in there without any food.
就差不多有十天的时间，他们在那里没有食物。
And very soon, the flashlights they had, they went out.
所以这就发现他用这个想用这个手电筒，结果也出不来。
What would you have done if you had been there?
如果你在那里面，你会做什么
？Nothing to eat.
没有吃的。
Wow, that'd be a tough one.
那确实是很不容易。
And yet, in a very miraculous way,
结果就很奇迹般的。
They were all brought to safety.
他们被救出来了。
This was something that had never been done before.
这样的一个整个的这个营救过程，以前都没有做过的。
And I believe that God had a very special purpose there.
我觉得在这件事上，神也有一个很特别的一个目的的。
When people don't have an answer to their problems, God is always able to make a way.
当人找不到自己的方法的时候，神永远有一个办法的。
And I hope that those 12 boys, that one of them or two of them might become a great preacher.
我就是祈求这十二个年轻人、少年人当中，也许有一两个将来会成为伟大的布道家。
And share with others the great message of not just physical salvation, but of how God can also change and save us in our lives.
就是跟大家分享不仅神会在身体上拯救我们，也会去在我们的整个生命会得到一个改变。
So will you pray for those boys in Thailand?
所以你们继续为泰国的那些少年人来祷告。
That this might be an unforgettable experience in their lives.
也许这是一个让他们难忘的经历。
And then I think some of you have heard about what's happening in Japan.
然后你们可能当中也有人听到在日本发生的事。
Great floods.
也是一个巨大的水灾。
Over 200 people killed.
超过200人丧命。
Thousands of people lost their homes.
成千上万的人失去了他们的家。
You've heard about the fires in California.
你们也听到在加州烧的大火。
It seems like wherever you look, there are problems.
好像你不管往哪里看，都有很多的问题。
And yesterday, nearly all day, there were bombings in Israel.
而昨天几乎一整天有在以色列有轰炸。
It seems like there are always going to be problems.
好像总有一些困难。
And sometimes there are just no answers for it.
有的时候就是没有答案的。
And then very often when they get into a situation like that, people will call to God.
常常在那种困境当中，人就会向神呼求。
And say, God, give us an answer.
神啊，给我们一个答案。
Save us.
拯救我们。
And I want to talk about that today.
那今天我就要来谈谈这个。
But first, let me tell you about a city in China that is a very important city.
啊，不过我先跟大家讲讲，在中国有一个很重要的城市。
It is the city of Wenzhou.
这是我们讲到是这个温州这个城市。
I'm asking the young people now.
啊，我现在要问一下这些年轻人。
Do you know where Wenzhou is located?
你们知道温州在哪里吗？
No.In China, that's good. yes. Do you know where Shanghai is?
你们知道上海在哪吗
？Do you know where Hong Kong is?
你们知道香港在哪吗
？This is Wenzhou is kind of in between.
Yes. 温州差不多正好在沿海，在那中间呢。
It's right there on the coast.
Yeah.
It's a big city.
是一个大城市。
8 million people.
800万人。
And you've never heard of it, see?
你们好像从来没有听说过。
But in China, that's not big.
但是在中国，八百万人不算什么大城市。
You know, Shanghai has over 20 million people.
因为上海就有超过2000万人。
And they say by the year 2050,
他们说到了2050年，
they'll have 50 million people living in Shanghai.
他们说上海会有5000万人。
That's a big number, isn't it?
那是一个很大的数字，不是吗？
You know, that is the more than the population of England.
那会超过整个英格兰的人口。
Boy, they'll be able to come up with some good football teams in Shanghai.
那他们最好要出一个好的足球队。
Anyway, 8 years ago, I was in Wenzhou.
啊，不管怎么说，八年前我在温州。
And as I'd heard about that city many times, and I'd wanted to go, and this time I was able to go.
啊，我其实曾之前也听说过很多次，但这次我有机会去了。
And when I drove into the city, I saw a lot of churches.
当我穿过这个城市的时候，我看见有很多很多的教会。
There are about 1,000 churches in Wenzhou.
在温州可能有超过1000家教会。
And that's why they call Wenzhou the Jerusalem of China.
这就为什么他们把温州称作是中国的耶路撒冷。
And you had big crosses, red crosses on the tops of all those churches.
啊，在那些教堂上就有很多巨大的红色的十字架。
And as I was driving through it, I was just amazed what I saw.
当我经过这个城市的时候，我真的就是印象是非常深刻。
See, here in America, we don't have big crosses on our churches.
因为在美国，我们在我们的教堂上面也没有那么大的十字架。
You can drive through a city and you see very few.
你可以开车经过，能够看到有几个十字架。
But there, you saw all those crosses, and you said, there must be many Christians there.
所以你看到那么多的十字架的时候，你一定会想说，那你一定有很多的基督徒。
And there are one million Christians in the city of Wenzhou alone.
而在温州市里就有100万的基督徒。
And you know, I began to ask myself the question, how did this all get started?
所以我开始就问这个问题了，这一切是怎么开始的？
This year, they are celebrating their 150th anniversary of when the gospel came to Wenzhou.
而今年他们就在那里庆祝福音到温州150周年的纪念。
Big celebrations there.
那是很大的庆祝在那里。
And Elder Johnson was over there just recently, and he said he even has pictures of a church there.
而我们的强森长老不久前也在那里，所以他也有很多这方也有几张这个照片。
How did that start?
那这一切是怎么开始的呢？
Let me tell you the story.
让我来给你们讲这个故事。
It started in Scotland.
这个故事是从苏格兰开始的。
Do you know where Scotland is?
你们知道苏格兰在哪里吗？
Do you? Yeah, it's north of England.
那其实就是在英国的北部。
My wife's family comes from there.
我太太他们家实际上就是从英格兰来的。
And so I exported the most important person in Scotland.
我把英格兰最重要的人给出口了。
Anyway, there was a young man who was a farm boy.
那时候有一个年轻人，他是个农场上的一个小伙子。
His name was George Stott.
George Stott， 中文名字叫曹雅芝。
Can you say George Stott?Okay, remember that name.
记住这个名字。
Okay. George Stott had grown up on a farm.
那曹雅芝是在一个农场上长大。
And he had gotten up early in the morning, he had to milk cows.
他早上很早起来去给牛挤奶。
Some of you have never milked a cow, have you?
你们可能中间从来没有人挤过奶的。
I remember the first time I did it very gently, but nothing came out.
我还记得我第一次去试的时候，轻轻地挤这个牛奶，什么东西都挤不出来。
You have to really use your fist and pull hard.
他们说你一定要用力地去做。
But anyway, he grew up on this farm. He'd get out to work on the farm early in the mornings and work all day.
所以他就在这个农场上，起早贪黑，就是一天都在那个农场上干活。
And one day he was coming home from work.
结果有一天他放工回家。
He was 19 years old.
那时他19岁。
He had not been to college.
他还没有上学，没有去上大学。
Because he had been working on the farm so hard.
因为他一直在农场上干活。
And he stumbled and fell and he hurt his leg on a rock.
结果他不小心摔倒了，他的腿就砸在石头上。
And you say, well, that's kind of a minor accident.
那你大概觉得说这是一个小伤。
But you know, those times they did not have many good hospitals or doctors.
但你知道那个时候的医疗没有什么好的医生或医院。
And when he was in the hospital, his leg all of a sudden started to swell.
结果在医院里，他的腿就开始肿。
And it got worse all the time.
而且越来越糟糕。
And finally, the doctor said, you know, we just have to cut the leg off.
最后医生说，我没有办法，只能把你这个腿给锯下来。
What a terrible thing to think about.
Yeah, 就想这件事都觉得很难受。
You know, we have two legs.
你看，我们每个人都有两条腿。
We can run.
我们可以跑。
We can play football. We can play basketball.
我们可以玩各种的球。
And here, all of a sudden, one leg.
突然之间，而这个年轻人只剩下一条腿。
19 years old, my life is ahead of me.
他的前面的路还很长，只有19岁而已。
What do you think?
你觉得会怎样？
You see, God, why did you allow this to happen to me?
你会说，神啊，你为什么让这些事发生在我的身上？
And I'm sure George thought like that too.
我想曹雅芝一定也当时就是这样想的。
But very soon his mind was changed.
但很快他的心意改变了。
He said, you know, God must have a purpose in my life.
他说神一定在我的生命中有一个目的的。
And I want to discover what that purpose is.
而我要去发掘发现这个目的。
And he had not been interested in church before.
在此之前他对教会是没有兴趣的。
But when he was in that hospital for 2 years,He found Jesus.
但是在医院的那两年之间，他找到了耶稣。
And he had a deep love for Jesus in his heart.
而且他心中深深地爱上了耶稣。
Even though he had lost a leg,
虽然他失去了一条腿。
He says, God loves me and he has a purpose in my life.
他说神爱我，他在我的生命中一定是有一个目的的。
And one day, a friend of his came to visit him.
那有一天有个朋友来看望他。
And this friend said to him, you know, I'm going to China as a missionary.
那这个朋友就说，我要去中国做个宣教士。
This was over 150 years ago.
这个是超过150年之前。
And all of a sudden, George thought, why do you want to go to China?
然后这个曹雅芝就很奇怪了，为什么你要去中国？
And this man says, you know that there are millions and millions of Chinese people who have never once heard about Jesus.
那朋友告诉说，在中国有成千上亿的人，成万上亿的人从来没有听到过福音。
And pretty soon George Stott says, you know, I want to go too.
然后很快曹雅芝心里也有这样的想法了，他说我也要去。
But no mission organization would want to send him.
但当时没有宣教机构愿意差派他。
China was a difficult place.
在那时中国是一个很困难的地方。
And they did not have all of the conveniences that they had in Europe at that time.
不像当时的欧洲的那么便利和发达。
They wanted people that were healthy and strong to go to China.
他们希望那些健康强壮的人去中国。
So no mission organization wanted to accept his application.
所以没有当时的宣教机构没有愿意去接受他的申请的。
But George Stott kept on saying, I need to go to China.
但是曹雅芝心里反复地说，我要去中国。
And somebody asked him, well, why do you want to go to China?
然后就有人问他了，为什么你要去？
He said,I see so many people with two legs that are not going, so I'm going to go with one leg.
他就说，我看见这么多两条腿的人不愿意去， 我哪怕只有一条腿，我也要去。
And then he heard a very famous speaker.
然后他听到一个当时很有名的一个演。
His name was Hudson Taylor.
叫做戴德森的人。
And he was a very famous missionary.
戴德森在当时就是已经是一个很有名的宣教士。
They call him the Apostle to China.
人们叫他是中国的使徒。
And he brought one of the biggest mission organizations into being that served in China.
他实际上创建了当时最大的一个宣教机构在中国。
And when he spoke, George Stott listened to him.
所以当他在那里演讲的时候，曹雅芝在那里听。
So after the meeting, he says, "I've got to talk to you."
那聚会之后，他说：“我一定要跟你说说话。
”And Hudson Taylor looked at him.
那戴德森就看着他。
But he didn't look at the outside.
但是他没有看他的外表。
He didn't see the man with just one leg.
他没有看到一个只有一条腿的人。
He looked into his heart.
他看到他的内心。
And he saw here was a heart that was beating for China.
他看到一颗为中国跳动的心。
And he reached out his arm and he grabbed George Stott's hand.
然后他伸手拉住曹雅芝。
And he said, "I'll take you."
他说，我带你去。
And so George Stott, with one leg, went to China.
所以一条腿的曹雅芝去了中国。
Did some language study.
做了一些语言上的学习。
And then, in 1868.
然后在1868年。
150 years ago, he went to Wenzhou.
也就是150年前，他去到温州。
Now Wenzhou at that time was a difficult place.
那温州在当时也是相当困难的。
They had just gone through what they called the Taiping Rebellion.
因为他们刚刚经历了太平天国。
How many of you know about the Taiping Rebellion?
他在问这些年轻人，你们中间有多少人知道太平天国？
Can I see your hands?
能不能看看你们的手？年轻人 ，young boys, no, girls. Yes, we are asking the youth.
Yeah. Nobody, huh?
没有人知道，没有人知道太平天国。
Do you want me to give you a history lesson about your country?
要我来给你们上一堂中国历史吗？
The Taiping Rebellion, there was a group that wanted to get rid of the present government.
太平天国是当时可以说是他们要能够脱离当时的政府的。
The Qing Dynasty was ruling, and so here was a rebellion that came from within.And it was crushed.
Yeah, 当时是还是在清朝，那么这些动乱最后是被镇压住了。
And circumstances were not very favorable to any outsiders coming into that place.
而当时的这个环境对外面来的人，这些外国人来讲是非常非常不利的。
And they were telling stories about what these foreigners would do that would come into the city.
当时他们就会讲一些有关这些外国人的故事。
They would say these foreigners come and they will kidnap Chinese little children.
他会说这些外国人过来会绑架我们的小孩子。
And they would kill them and eat them.
会杀了他吃他们的肉。
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
那个是非常非常难听的留言。
I remember when my father went to China.
我记得当我爸爸去到中国的时候
About 90 years ago,
差不多九十年前
he told me the same stories.
他跟我讲还讲着同样的故事
He said, many people don't like foreigners here.
他说那你很多人是不喜欢外国人的
Because they tell the same stories about them eating little children.
因为他们还是流传着他们吃小孩子的这个流言
That was fake news.
Yeah, that's... 那是假新闻
But anyway, so George Stott picked...Probably one of the most difficult places in China to start missionary work.
所以曹雅芝几乎就是选了一个最困难的地方开始他在中国的施工。
But he shared the gospel.
他在那里传讲福音。
And a number of people became Christians.
而有些人就开始成为基督徒了。
They were baptized.
并且被受洗。
And they started the first church.
他们就在那里开始了温州的第一个教会。
And that church is still there today.
而那个教会今天还在那里。
That was 150 years ago.
那个事情就发生在150年前。
And among the early converts, there was a young man.
而在那些最早成为基督徒的中国人当中，有一个年轻人。
He also had a physical handicap.
他身体上也是残废的。
He had had a stroke and he was paralyzed. One half of his body was paralyzed.
他有一次中风之后，一半的身体瘫痪了。
But he had a very warm heart and he wanted to share the gospel with others.
但是他有一颗宣讲传讲福音的火热的心。
And when he looked at George Stott,
当他看到曹雅芝的时候，
he said he has only one leg and he's preaching the gospel.
他说那个人只有一条腿，他在那里讲传讲福音。
And if I only have half a body that functions, I can also preach the gospel.
我虽然只有一半的身体还能动，我也能传讲福音。
So this Chinese evangelist became a very mighty, mighty man of God.
所以这一位中国的传道人最后成为神大大使用的人。
And he started to preach the gospel, and many more people were added to the church.
那他当时就开始传讲福音，就有更多的人来到教会。
And new churches were founded.
而且更很多新的教会也被建立了。
Not just in the city, but also outside of the city.
不只是在温州城市里面，而且也在郊外。
Now, Wenzhou is very famous today because of its businessmen.
那今天的温州，还出非常出名的一点是他们那里的做生意的人。
Everybody says that the best businessmen in China come from Wenzhou.
啊，很多人说这个中国最好的商人来自于温州。
Some people say no, it's Shanghai.
有些人说不是上海。
But I think Wenzhou is the best place.
但我知道温州是最好的地方。
And they have traveled all over China.
他们而且到了中国各个地方。
And many of them were Christians.
这个很多这些商人就是是基督徒的。
And they've started churches all over China.
所以他们在全国各地都建立了教会。
And then they've gone overseas.
然后他们去到海外。
And they've started churches over there too.
而在海外，他们也建立了教会。
So that's why they call Wenzhou the Jerusalem of China.
所以温州被称作是中国的耶路撒冷。
Now, why do I tell you this story?
那我为什么今天给大家讲这个故事呢？
Because there's a basic principle that we have in the Bible.
因为圣经教导我们一个最基本的一个原则。
If God wants to do something big,
如果神要做一件大事，
He never starts with people who are well educated.
他并不从那些受过良好教育的人开始。
He doesn't start with people who have lots of money.
也不从那些有很多钱财的人开始。
He doesn't start with people who are very gifted.
他也不是从那些好像很有才能的人开始。
What people does God use?
那什么样的人神在使用呢？
People that recognize that they have nothing to give in themselves.
那些认为自己没有任何东西可以给予的人，他从他们开始。
He is looking for people who have a heart for God.
他找那些有专心跟随神的人。
The Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole world.
这个圣经告诉我们，神实际上是掌管整个世界的。
And he is looking for men whose hearts are fully committed to him.
而他就在那寻找那些专心向他的人。
God looks at the heart.
神看我们的内心。
We usually look at the outside of the body.
我们却常常只是看外表。
We say if there's a man who's a strong man.
我们常常说，哦，如果是一个很强壮的人。
He's good looking.
他又长得很帅。
He has good education.
他的教育又很高。
Ah, he'll be a leader.
哦，他会成为我们的领袖。
That's not how God looks at it.
但这不是神看人的方式。
Because God wants not men to get glory, but there should be glory that come to God.
因为神不要人得到这个荣耀，这个荣耀要归于神。
And so God often chooses the weak things.
所以神常常会选择那些弱小的人。
The foolish things.
那些好像看来愚蠢的
things that people say this person is of no value.
那些人们来说，哦，这个人好像没有用的。
And God says, I'm going to use that person.
但神说，我要用那一个人。
To reveal my strength through that person.
来把我的能力彰显。
So that the glory will come to God.
那所以最后这个荣耀会归到神。
There's a verse in the Old Testament I want to talk to you about today.
今天我要让大家一起来看看旧约里的一句经文。
It's in the Old Testament in the book of Judges.
啊，这是在士师记里的士师记里的一句经文。
Now I'm sure all of you brought Bibles along today.
啊，我相信你们所有人都带着圣经来了。
Not just the New Testament, but the whole Bible.
啊，不只是新约，而是这整本的圣经。
So if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Judges.
所以如果你有圣经的话，请你打开到士师记。
The third chapter of Judges.
士师记的第三章。
Now, if you don't know where the book of Judges is,
如果你不知道士师记在哪里的话，
it is very much in the beginning. You have the first five books of Moses, and then you have the book of Joshua, and then the book of Judges.
Yeah, 这是比较靠前的地方。你先有摩西五经，然后是约书亚记，后面就是士师记。
Now, what is the book of Judges all about?
那士师记讲什么的呢？
Well, let me tell you about the history of the people of Israel.
我来给你讲讲这个以色列百姓的历史。
Israel had been in Egypt for 400 years.
当时以色列人在埃及已经待了四百年。
And they had become slaves of the Egyptians.
他们成为埃及人的奴隶。
And then God sent Moses to take them out of the land of Egypt, to send them to the promised land.
那神呢，就差派摩西把他们从埃及带出来，走向应许之地。
It was the land that God had promised to Abraham.
那也是神当年应许亚伯拉罕的地方。
He said, that is going to be your land forever.
他说，那将是你们永远的土地。
And so Moses led them, and it took 40 years for them to get through the wilderness.
所以摩西带着他们走了四十年。
They had been disobedient to God.
他们都曾经违背神。
And so it had taken a long time.
所以花了很长时间。
And God showed Moses the land.
所以神也给摩西看到这片土地。
Took him up to a high mountain.
带着他去了一个高山。
And he saw the land.
然后他看见了那片土地。
But God said, "You are not the one to take the children of Israel into that land."
但是神说，你不会带着以色列的子民进去。
Joshua will take them.
约书亚要成就这件事。
So Joshua led the children of Israel, the people of Israel, into that land.
所以约书亚带着以色列人进入了这迦南地。
Now there were other peoples living there.
那当时迦南地也有其他的民族在那里生活。
And so they had to fight their way into that land.
所以他们要打好几仗在那里。
And there were many battles.
有很多很多的征战。
But finally the enemy was driven out of the land.
所以最后敌人被驱赶出去。
Because God says, this is your land, I've promised it to you.
因为神对以色列民说，这是我应许你们的土地。
And as long as Joshua was alive,
那当约书亚活着的时候，
that people worship God.
当时的以色列人还是敬拜神。
But after Joshua died,
但是约书亚过世之后，
there was no leader in Israel.
当时的以色列没有领袖。
And gradually the people started to follow the customs of some of the enemies.
当时的这个以色列人就开始慢慢的模仿效仿他们周围的那些敌人。
And they started worshiping idols.
他们开始来崇拜偶像。
And they turned away from God and His word.
他们就开始转向，就是开始离开神和他的话语。
And there are always consequences when that happens.
而当这样事情发生的时候，总是会有一个后果的。
When we violate God's laws, there are always going to be consequences.
当我们违背神的律法的时候，它总是有一个后果的。
And there will be punishment.
那你也会有惩罚。
And so that is exactly what happened to the people there.
所以当时的以色列人就经历了这个。
The enemy started coming back into the country again.
所以敌人开始回来。
And they were robbing the people of what they had.
所以把当时以色列人所收获的东西都给掠夺了。
When they would plant the fields and harvest it, they would come in and steal the harvest.
他们去种植，他们去收庄稼，但是呢，敌人会进来把庄稼给抢走。
And they would make the Israel people again become their servants.
然后把这些以色列人又变成他们的奴隶。
And finally, the Israeli people, they would say, God, this is wrong. We have sinned against you.
这时候以色列人就会说，神啊，我们错了，我们犯罪了。
We have to return to you.
我们必须要回转到你这里。
Send us somebody to save us.
请你差派人来拯救我们。
And then God would raise up a leader.
那这时候神就会兴起一位领袖。
He called him a judge.
他靠就对他叫他为士师。
And he would then come back in and defeat the enemy.
那他就会来打败这些敌人。
And the land would then have rest.
那时候国中才会有太平。
And everything would be wonderful.
然后一切就又好了。
And then people would again turn back again to worship idols.
但是以色列人又会叛逆，又会崇拜偶像。
And again they would cry to God.
然后他们再一次的哀求，向神哀求。
God would hear their prayer and send them another savior.
然后神听见他们的祷告，又会差派另一位拯救者。
And the enemy would be defeated, and the country would have rest again.
然后敌人就会被打败，然后国中又有了太平。
So there was this cycle that was repeating itself again and again.
所以整部士师记里，我们就看见这个循环不断的出现。
So the book of Judges tells the story of 13 judges.
所以士师记里，我们看见它记载了13位士师。
And they were the ones that every time the people were in need, God would raise them up.
那他们那些就是每当人们需要神的时候，神兴起的人。
All right, now let's look at that last verse in Judges chapter 3.
那我们现在就来看第三章的最后一节。
Verse 31 says, After Ehud came Shamgar, son of Anath, who struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad, he too saved Israel.
以户之后有亚拿的儿子山加，他用赶牛的棍子打死600非利士人，他也救了以色列人。
You say, what kind of a verse in the Bible is this?
你会说这是什么样的一句经文呢？
It talks about Ehud, it talks about Shamgar, it talks about Anath.
讲到以户，讲到山加，讲到亚拿。
What strange names is this?
这些名字好奇怪哦。
Are you going to preach about that?
你会讲这一句吗？
Let me tell you a story about another man.
我来给你讲讲另外一个人的故事。
He was an older man.
他是一位长者。
He had just become a Christian.
他那时候刚刚成为基督徒。
And he came to me and he says, can you help me grow as a Christian?
他来到我这里说，你能不能帮我成长？
And I said, sure, I'll be glad to help you.
他说好啊，我来帮助你。
I said, do you have a Bible at home?
我说你家里有圣经吗？
He said, no, I don't have a Bible, but I have a New Testament.
他说我没有整本圣经，但是我有新约。
I said, good, that's fine.
我说行，那就够了。
I said, will you do me a favor? Before you come back next week, I want you to read something.
那么你下次回来再找我之前，我要你做一件事。
I said, start in the Gospel of John.
从约翰福音开始读。
The third chapter.
第三章。
Do you know what in the third chapter of John?
你们知道约翰福音第三章里有什么吗？
Do you know what it is? Nicodemus, right.
尼格迪姆，是的。
Boy, you are well trained. You must have a good pastor. Anyway, I said, read the third chapter.
所以我就说，你们来读这个，你去回去读这个第三章。
So he said, all right, I'll do that.
他说，好好，我去读。
He came back the next week.
结果一个星期后他回来了。
I said to him, did you do what I asked you?
我说，你有没有做我叫你做的？
He said, no.
他说，没有。
I figured, well, you know, everybody's allowed to make at least one mistake.
我想至少每个人允许他们犯一个错的。
And, I need to persuade him a little bit more.
我要需要来再帮助他多一点。
And so I said, did you read anything?
所以我就说你一点都没有读吗？
He says, no, I started to read.
他说哦有我有开始读。
But I began in the beginning of the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew.
但是我是从新约一开头的马太福音开始的。
And I thought, oh no, why did he do that?
我说哦，他为什么要这样做呢？
Because the first chapter of Matthew, do you know what it is?
因为你们知道这个马太福音第一章里面的内容吗？
It's name after name after name, like a telephone book.
这就好像是一个电话簿一样的，一个又一个的名字。
Just no numbers behind it.
只是没有这个电话号码而已。
And I thought, oh, he is reading just a bunch of names, strange names.
所以我在想说，哦，他就一直在读那些奇怪的名字。
And I looked at him and I said to him, what did you think?
所以我就问他说，你觉得怎样呢？
He said it was exciting.
他说其实非常非常的有趣。
I said, why?
我说为什么呢？
He said, Their names are recorded, and it shows me that God loves each one of them.
因为他们的名字记在圣经里，显示着神爱他们中间的每一个。
He said, "I wish my name was written in the Bible."
他说，我希望我的名字在圣经里面。
Let me ask you.
那我来问你们了。
Is your name written in the Bible?
你的名字在圣经里吗？
If your name is John, yeah, it's in the Bible.
Yeah, 如果你名字是约翰，那你的名字是在圣经里。
But no, he was so excited.
但他当时就非常的兴奋。
And he started reading, and he says, "I finished the whole book of Matthew."
所以他继续的往下读，他说我读完了整本马太福音。
That was in the first week.
那是第一个星期哦。
And then he says, "I kept on reading."
然后他说我继续读。
I read the book of Mark.
也读了马可福音。
And I read Luke.
读了路加福音。
I read John.
读了路加福音。
I read Acts.
约翰福音。然后又读了使徒行传。
And then he says, "Now I'm reading the book of Romans."
他说我现在开始读罗马书了。
And I have some questions.
啊，我有一些问题。
He did all of this in 1 week.
他这些都是一个星期做完的。
Wow, I was so surprised.
我当时就非常非常的惊奇。
So here we read about these men.
所以我们现在读到这几个人。
Now Ehud is the first man that mentioned.
那这里以户是第一个名字。
And he was a judge.
他是一位士师。
And the chapter 3 talks about Ehud.
对，第三章前面就讲到以户。
And just after him came Shamgar.
然后后面就看到山家。
He's the one we want to talk about today.
那我们今天就是要讲这位人物。
Remember the name Shamgar.
记得山家这个名字。
Say Shamgar. Good. All right.His father's name was Anath. That's not so important.
那他爸爸名字是亚拿，那就是稍微次要一些。
But we want to talk about Shamgar.
我们来讲讲山家。
Now, what does the Bible say about Shamgar?
那圣经里怎么讲山家的呢？
It says he struck down 600 Philistines with an ox goad.
这里说他用赶牛的棍子打死600非利士人。
You say, what is this?
你会说这是什么东西？
I can just imagine.
我就是可以想象。
One day, this man called Shamgar was driving his ox cart.
这个叫山家的人有一天在赶他的牛车。
It was empty.
但这牛车上是空的。
He always would carry the grain and the harvest back from one place to another.
他常常是这个赶这个牛车带着收获的庄稼从一个地方到另外一个地方的。
But the Philistines had come and they had stolen everything.
但是这些非利士人来了，把这些人都抢夺了。
And as he was driving along in this ox cart, he was having a conversation with God.
那么他赶这个牛车的路上呢，他就跟神有一番对话了。
He says, "Lord, you've got to do something about our situation."
他说主啊，你一定要来帮帮我们。
We are in a terrible state. The enemy has come in.
这个敌人来了，我们现在处境非常的困难。
They don't want anything to do with you.
他们不崇拜你。
And they are robbing us of everything that we have.
而把我们所有的东西都给抢走了。
We don't have a leader.
我们也没有一个领袖。
And we need to find somebody.
而我们需要找到一个人。
And the Lord says to him, "Yes, Shamgar, you're right."
然后神就说是的山家你说的对
I agree with you
我同意你说的
And then he turns to Shamgar and says you're the man to lead
然后他就对山家说你就是那位要带领以色列的人
And Shamgar is shocked
山家就大吃一惊
He says who am I
他说我是谁呀
I haven't even finished grade school
我连学都还没上完
I have no money
我没有钱。
I don't have anyone that listens to me.
也没有人愿意听我的。
I'm just an old guy with an ox cart.
我只是一个老年人赶着牛车的。年纪大。
He says, "Lord, you must make a mistake. Why don't you find somebody else to do it?"
他说神啊你一定搞错了你不如去找另外一个人吧。
Do you know what happens next?
你知道下面发生了什么吗？
When Shamgar heard God saying, "You're the man," he said, "Okay, Lord, I'll do it."
当山家听到神的命令，然后他回应说，好吧，神，我来做。
But he says, "God, I don't have anything."
但是他又说，我没有任何东西。
And God says, "What's in your hand?"
然后神就说，你手上拿着什么呀？
An ox goad.
一个赶牛的棍子。
What do you use an ox goad for?
你这个赶牛的棍子做什么的呀？
Well, it was kind of a long bamboo pole with a string on it.
那大概是一个长长的一个竹竿，上面有一条线。
And on the bottom, there's a nail.
然后下面挂的可能是一个钉子。
And if the oxen goes a little slow, he just whips the oxen a little bit. Doesn't hurt him, but he goes faster.
如果这个牛走得太慢了，他就会用这个棍子去赶这个牛走快些。
And he says, Lord, that's what I have.
他说是。神啊，我就有这个而已。
And God says, "You're the man to save Israel."
神说，你是那个拯救以色列的人。
And then it tells us here in the Bible, he struck down 600 Philistines.
而圣经里这里说，他用这个赶牛的棍子啊，打死了600非利士人。
Now let me ask you, how can you kill 600 enemies with an ox goad?
那我来问问你们了，你怎么样能够？用一个赶牛的棍子杀死600个敌人。
How would you do it?
你会怎么做？
I tell you how you do it.
我来告诉你是怎么做的。
One by one.
一个一个的敌人去杀他。
Now, how did we know it was 600?
那我们怎么知道是600个非利士人呢？
Do you think that...he had a notebook, and every time he'd kill one, he'd take a piece of paper and check one off. He says, "I got one, another one."
你认为他会是有一个笔记本，每次杀掉一个敌人，他会做一个记号吗？
Or maybe his wife was writing in the back of the ox cart.
或者也许他的太太坐在这个牛车的后面。
And she kept a little notebook, and she kept record of it.
他有一个笔记本在那边，也在那边做记录。
I don't know how we know 600.
我不知道我们怎么知道是600个人。
But when the Bible says he killed 600, then he killed 600.
但是圣经里记着说他打死了600个非利士人，他就是打败了，打死了600个。
And then it says at the end, he saved Israel.
然后最后这里说他救了以色列。
See, God is not dependent on someone who has all the abilities that we think are necessary.
神不是依靠那些我们认为要有所有这些能力的人。
Shamgar had nothing.
山迦没有什么。
He was nothing.
他也不是什么了不起的人。
And yet he was a man that responded to the command of God.
但是他回应了神的命令。
And he said to him, Lord, I'm not going to make any more excuses.
他说神啊，我不再给借口了。
But if you want to use that what I have got, then I'm willing to surrender that to you.
但是如果你要用我所有的那一点点，那我愿意完全降服于你。
You know, many times God's call comes to us.
你知道很多时候神的呼召来临到我们。
And it comes to us often when we read the scriptures.
那有的时候是当我们读圣经的时候
when we listen to the word of God,
或者当我们听到神的话语的时候
and God starts to speak to us through his word,
那神就开始通过他的话语对我们心里说话
and we hear his voice,
我们也听见他的声音
and you know what happens many times?
那你知道很多时候发生了什么吗
we start making excuses,
我们就开始给借口了
Lord, I'm too old,
主啊我太老了
Lord, I'm too young.
主啊，我太年轻了。
Lord, I don't have the abilities.
主啊，我没有这些才能。
I can't speak.
我说话讲不好。
I'm not very good in organizing things.
我这个组织的也不好。
I'm not good for anything that makes me uncomfortable.
也很多事情让我觉得很不舒服。我这些都不行。
Find somebody else.
让别人去做吧。
And God keeps on knocking at the door and says, "I want you to do something."
但神一直在那里敲你的门说，我要你做一些事。
I have given you something.
我已经给了你什么？
See, when God created us, He had a purpose for creating us.
当神创造我们每个人的时候，他是带着一个目的的。
And He has given to all of us, to every one of us.Specific gifts.
他给了我们所有人每一个人一个特别的一个东西。
Let me put it this way.
让我这样来说吧。
Every one of you has an ox goad.
我们每一个人都有一个赶牛的棍子。
And he wants you to use that ox goad to accomplish his purposes through your life.
而神想用叫你用那个赶牛的棍子来实现他在你生命中的目的。
Now let me ask you a question.
那我现在来问你了。
What is your ox goad?
你的赶牛的棍子是什么？
Do you want to move over a little bit so this man can sit down? Good. I want you to be comfortable. What is your ox goad?
你的赶牛的棍子是什么？
God has given you a special gift, a special talent.
神给了你特别的才能，特别的恩赐。
Not to make your own life comfortable.
不是让你自己的日子过得舒服。
Not to meet just your own needs,
也不只是满足你自己的需要，
but God has a greater purpose.
而是神有一个更伟大的一个目的。
And God's purpose is that people will find Christ.
而神的目的就是说人们要找到基督。
Now, it doesn't mean that everybody has to become a missionary.
那这并不是说每个人都要成为宣教士。
It doesn't mean everybody has to be a pastor.
也不是说每个人要成为牧师。
But every one of us has to be a witness for Jesus Christ.
但是我们每个人都要为耶稣基督做见证。
We have friends.
我们有朋友。
And God wants us to begin sharing that message with our friends.
那神就要我们开始在我们的朋友当中来传讲福音。
He doesn't want you to go someplace to start. He wants you to start right here.
他也不一定让你要到很远的地方，而是你在哪里就可以开始。
Could be your neighbor across the street.
可以在你对面的邻居。
It could be a classmate.
也可以是一个同学。
It could be somebody with whom you're working.
也许可以是哪一个和你的同事。
That's where it has to begin.
那是这个开始的地方。
I remember when I was at UCLA.
当我在 UCLA 上学的时候，
I wanted to serve God.
我是想要服侍神。
And I felt God's call for me to go overseas.
当时我也感受到神要呼召我去到海外。
But I wasn't ready.
但我那时候我没有预备好。
When I was in school, I was not a witness.
所以在我上学的时候，我没有做见证。
And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how can I ever serve you some other place if I can't serve you here at school?
我当时就跟主说了，如果我在学校这里都不能为你做见证，我怎么能够去海外呢？
And I became very desperate.
所以当时我就开始有点急了。
And I remember one day I came home from the classes.
我记得有一天我从放学回到宿舍。
And my heart was very, very heavy.
我心里就感觉是非常的沉重。
And I knelt in front of my bed with my Bible open.
所以我打开圣经在床前跪下。
And I said, Lord, you've got to allow me to have some kind of opportunity to serve you here.
神啊，你一定要给我在这里有一个机会来服侍你。
And Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want.
我愿意做任何你要我做的事。
And God gave me a promise.
所以神当时就给了我一个应许。
And God gave me a promise that within a year there would be fruit as a result.
就是神给我的应许，就是在一年之内我会看见果子。
A few days later, I was in the restaurant at the college.
所以几天之后，我就是在这个学校附近的这个餐馆。
And as I sat down to eat, there was one place free across from me, and another student joined me.
当时我就坐下来吃饭，然后前面的位置是空的，有一个同学就坐下了。
And I started a conversation with this man.
然后我就跟他开始谈话了。
And before long, I was sharing the gospel with him.
结果很快的，我就开始跟他。讲福音了。
I don't know how it all came out, but somehow God gave me the right words to say.
我也不知道是怎么开始的，但神就给了我这些正确的话语。
And about a half an hour later, this fellow student bowed his head and asked Jesus to come into his heart.
结果半个小时以后，这个学生，这个同学，他就低头祷告，接受主。
And I was just overjoyed.
而我当时就是充满了喜乐。
Couple days later, he brought another student to me.
结果两天之后，他又带了另外一个学生过来。
And I did the same thing with him.
然后我也帮助这个年轻人信主。
And pretty soon a large number of them found Christ.
所以 很快的更多越来越多人信主。
I knew that I could not go anywhere else until God used me right where I was.
所以我知道说除非神在 我在所在这个地方用我的话我不能先去的 God, 我就不能先去其他地方。
God has given you an ox goad.
那神给了我们每个人一个赶牛的棍子。
Ask God to show you what your ox goad is.
让神告诉你你这赶牛的棍子是什么。
And then start using it.
然后就开始用这个赶牛的棍子。
Right where you are.
不管你在哪里。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for the examples you have given us in your word of faithful men.
也感谢你的话语中给我们看见的这些忠心的榜样。
For people that listened to your voice and obeyed it.
对那些听见你的话语而遵从的人。
And that you brought glory to your name even through human weakness.
你竟能够通过我们的软弱能够让你的名得到荣耀。
Lord, I pray for every single person in this room today.
我为在这里的每一个人来祷告。
That they will discover what that gift is that you have given to them.
他们每个人会发现你所给他们的这个特别的恩赐。
And Lord, grant that they not only might know their ox goad, but know how to use it.
主啊，不仅帮助他们知道他们的赶牛的棍子是什么，而且他们要知道怎么去用它。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.